Welcome, beautiful souls and kindred spirits, to the Self-Fulfillment Show. This is Dr. Antonia Martinez from MySelfFulfillment.com and author of the Self-Fulfillment Workbook, sharing with you a little wisdom and a little music that I hope will remind you that your potential is boundless.
What is the life you are meant? Perhaps you contemplate it involves some life mission you are to achieve, or some special contribution that you want to make in this world. Or maybe you contemplate that the life you are meant is the one that you always fantasized about. We all have some fantasy, some dream about the life we think we should be living. And some people may not know exactly what that dream is, but they're sure that it's better than what they're living right now. Because right now, they're dissatisfied or unfulfilled. There is, however, a difference between fulfillment and indulgence. The life you are meant is not about simply indulging in some fantasy. Although living out your fantasy may be the byproduct of living the life you are meant. But the life you are meant is, simply put, one in which you shine. Have you ever had the opportunity to shine? Have you ever had that experience of glowing, of beaming, of lighting up a room, or lighting up someone's eye? Even if just for a moment, even if it was a very long time ago, even if no one else was around to see it, think back. What was that moment? Glow, you beam, you radiate light, your spiritual sunshine, your spiritual brilliance, every moment, inspiring life and growth all around you, just by being who you are. It requires no thought, it requires no plan, it requires no acknowledgement or validation from the outside. It is effortless because it is authentic. Understanding that can change your whole perception about life. Because in seeking the purpose of one's life, many people often think about some special thing that they are meant to do. They ask that question, what's my mission? But once you understand, once you realize that the life you are meant to live is the one in which you shine, that question changes. Because if you shine, if you radiate spiritual sunshine and inspire life and growth all around you in everything that you do, then it really doesn't matter what you do. That is the power of an authentic life. So what is it that makes your life authentic? What makes you authentic? Authenticity is a river flowing. Authenticity is the wind blowing. Authenticity is the sun shining. Authenticity is your naturalness. Letting your naturalness flow is cause for celebration. Because when you let that naturalness flow, when you radiate your natural light, you will manifest your greatest potential. But understand that whatever that potential is already there within you, waiting to be exposed, waiting for the cloud cover of fear and self-doubt to finally be lifted. And when it is, sitting there is the spiritual brilliance that's been there the whole time, just patiently waiting for you to realize your own potential. You know, some people go their entire life never knowing their true potential. Some have an idea of their potential, but they never quite figure out how to realize. Making the transition from the life you're living now to the life you are meant is an exercise in stepping out of yourself and the cramped little box labeled life as you know it. Your potential cannot fit into any box. Your potential is boundless. So what is or is not possible for you to achieve, experience, or express is directly related to your ability to dispense with that box altogether and the false sense of limitations created by the walls of that box. And those walls are created by your shadows. The shadows of your past, the shadows of your ego, the shadows of your negative thinking and your negative patterns. Those shadows seem so real, but they are just illusions. It seems like your past is affecting you right now. But understand, it is your present identification with your past that is affecting you right now. It is your present identification with your ego, with your negative patterns, with your habits that affect you right now. If you really want to live the life you are meant, then you must begin to identify with your potential and exercise it. Exercise your potential rather than relive the same dramas, walk in the same shadows over and over again. Because what you've done, what you haven't done, makes no difference. What matters is what you're doing now, what you're choosing from this moment forward. Don't worry about the opportunities that you squandered in the past. Focus on the new opportunities you're going to create today. I hope you enjoyed that little piece of wisdom music, and I hope you'll join me at www.myselffulfillment.com to learn more about the Self-Fulfillment Workbook and Workshop Series. Be happy, be blessed, and be fulfilled.